A chaplain sits beside a man in a hospital waiting room. The man says, "I don't even know what to pray anymore." The chaplain could immediately pray. She could quote scripture. She could ask him what he is thankful for. But instead, she said, "Would it be helpful if I simply sat with you for a moment, or would you like to talk?" That question honors the person. Consent-based ministry does not mean the leader has no faith. It means the leader respects the person's dignity, readiness, and setting. In Christian gratitude discernment, consent is especially important because gratitude can feel painful when someone is grieving, ashamed, angry, or overwhelmed. Before asking gratitude questions, a leader can ask, "Would it be helpful to reflect on where you are seeing any grace right now? Would you like to talk about both what hurts and what God may still be providing? Can I ask a gentle question about what has helped you keep going? Would it be okay if I shared a scripture about hope? Would prayer feel helpful right now, or would quiet presence be better?" These questions do not weaken spiritual leadership. They make spiritual leadership safer and wiser. Jesus often asked questions. He did not treat people like objects of ministry. He engaged them as persons. In Luke 18, Jesus asked the blind man, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus knew the need, but he still honored the person's voice. Ministry Sciences echoes this wisdom. Chaplaincy care, coaching, pastoral counseling, and trauma-informed practice all emphasize permission, agency, and appropriate boundaries. People are more open to reflection when they are not being pushed. The gospel gives the deepest foundation for consent-based care. God does not erase personhood. He restores it. Christian ministry should not be controlling, intrusive, or manipulative. It should reflect the shepherding heart of Christ. What helps? Ask before guiding. Offer choices. Respect a no. Keep your tone gentle. Use one question at a time. What harms? Assuming the person wants advice. Turning prayer into pressure. Forcing scripture into a moment where the person asked only to be heard. Making gratitude feel like a test of faith. If someone says no, the leader can respond, "That is okay. I am here with you. We do not have to force anything. I can listen." Consent-based gratitude questions help leaders serve with humility. They create room for grace without pressure. They allow truth without control. And they help people take the next step when they are ready, not when the leader is anxious. A beautiful ministry question is simple. Would it be helpful to reflect on grace?